I can feel the mist on the river. Ribs cooking and they smell so sweet. Young boys working on the old man's music, tearing it up in the downtown heat. Top of the world playing get down on music, playing loud and playing bold. Digging deep just south of the city, squeezing diamonds from the coal, squeezing diamonds from the coal. Through the smoke, Mr. Lee comes strolling, felt fedora in a guitar case. Ivory smile and his grin was golden, said, give me some room, boys, I need some space. He cranked her up and he joined the party, reaching down in his mortal soul. Digging deep just south of the city, squeezing diamonds from the coal, squeezing diamonds from the coal. He started off with a Delta swing thing, got him dancing, then he upped the stakes. Bucket blues about some lying mean thing, mourning low about his love's mistakes. Men were crying, women screaming. He starts to simmer, then begins to roll. Digging deep just south of the city, squeezing diamonds from the coal, squeezing diamonds from the coal. I think back when I need that feeling, rocking rhythm rushing through my veins, room pulsing from floor to ceiling. Mr. Lee's gone, but his soul remains. We had it all when he ruled that evening, like a preacher man moves his fold. Digging deep just south of the city, squeezing diamonds from the coal, squeezing diamonds from the coal.
Greg Trufidlo performing for us in a virtual Rootstown session on WVTF, a song from his new album, A Different Story, Diamonds from the Coal. Greg talking to us about that new album and his storied career. Greg, I have to tell you that I moved to Roanoke the first time in the mid-80s, and I cannot remember a time that I wasn't hearing about Greg Trufidlo and his songwriting and his performance. You have been in the thick of it for so many years, and not just in Roanoke, but nationwide. You performed in California, in the Chicago area where you are from. You've been an instructor at the Swannanoa Gathering near Asheville, won numerous songwriting awards, shared the stage with so many people, performed with Tom Paxton. Pete Seeger and Robbie Fulks have performed your songs, and your songs have been featured in so many ways, including Dr. Demento. How does that happen? How have you made so many connections through the years?
Fate, for the most part. Being in the right place or the wrong place at the right time. As it was with the Bill Monroe situation, when I was with the Greater Chicago Bluegrass Band, we were playing in Lake Geneva at the Lake Geneva Playboy Club. They had a bluegrass festival, and on the bill were the Osborne Brothers, the Country Gentlemen, Bill Monroe, and this was in probably about 79, I would say. We just got off the stage, and Wayne Lewis, and Bill Monroe was on right after us, and Wayne Lewis broke a string on the first song. And he calls me over to sit in and pick up the song. So he goes off to the in the wings, and he's changing his strings and starts BSing with Sonny and Bobby Osborne. And I'm playing up there, and then I look at him at the end of the song. He says, ah, keep going, keep going. I did the whole set with the Monroe Band. That was my one of my fortuitous things that, you know, you can't plan this stuff.
That's amazing. And it goes on from there. At one time, you found yourself performing at the Mother Church of Country Music.
That's another fortuitous thing.
How did that come about?
A friend of mine, Lee Doman, was playing on a show called Opry Star Spotlight. And that was when they just turned it over to the Gaylord Center. WSM had its studio at the Gaylord. When Lee came to town in 87 or 88, I believe, as a songwriter, he met a woman who wanted to do demo singing and that kind of thing. Her name was Kathy Matea. That night, she was on the Opry and came over to see him. We wound up jamming on the air for about 2 hours in the middle of the night, which was wonderful. Those are the things that, you know, right place, right time. But from that, I got on Opry Star Spotlight pretty regularly, like every 2 months or so. And I was talking to the guy who ran it. I said, should I be there at, you know, 10 o'clock? He says, no, we're going to be doing it from the Ryman. It was the weekend of Fanfare. So needless to say, we did a show at about 11 o'clock, and that's the way it happens.
Well, not only have you crossed paths with such luminaries, you have also received many accolades, including being named Music Person of the Decade by City Magazine in Roanoke.
Thank you, Warren Kurtz, who just didn't know better. He's really a good guy, but he was a member of SVSA, and we wrote a couple songs together. And I don't know how that happened, but I'll take it.
And you mentioned the Southwest Virginia Songwriters Association. That's a very vibrant group that keeps moving forward and it keeps people engaged. And I recall when you guys came by WVTF and performed at an art open house for us, that was everyone.
Oh, loved. Yeah.
You packed the room.
That was fun. That was really a lot of fun. That has been one of the major influences of, and actually that organization has given me more songwriting stability than anything. Just the opportunity of being around some of these people and, you know, people who have been there for a long time, like David Simpkins, Charlie Divers and such, still writing, trying to make things happen.
Talking with Greg Trefidlo, singer, songwriter, raconteur, about his new album, A Different Story. The song you performed for us at the top of the session, Diamonds from the Coal, that is a co-write on the new record. Tell us about that one.
Well, Diamonds from the Coal was a co-write with one of my friends who I met at the Swan and Noah gathering, Ray Chesna. Ray and I were taking a class from some guy named Tom Paxton back in the early 90s. He put people together. It just happened I was sitting next to Ray, and Tom says, what I want you to do, this is the coolest exercise, I want you to think of the happiest situation or happiest time that you've ever had in your music life. And I want you to tell it to the other person in 5 minutes and have them tell you theirs in the 5 minutes. And then he asked everyone, okay, he would ask Ray, what was Greg's best time and what was your best? And both of our ideas came together. He had a situation where he was playing in New York in his blues band, and these guys are on the stage and they're doing the John Lee Hooker song when John Lee Hooker walks in and sits in the front row. And then I told him about how I played with Bill Monroe that time. So that was basically how we culminated and started writing this song, Diamonds from the Coal.
Always fascinating to hear how a song is written, with what can start as a small idea, but in the right hands, becomes a great song. Let's talk about another one from this new record, A Different Story. We're going to hear you perform, The Ways of the World.
Ways of the World is a Steve Gillette song, which I've always loved. The story is basically my story. I'm kind of a techno-Luddite. And the whole concept of Ways of the World is, the chorus is, pardon me if I seem old-fashioned in a world that's moving so fast. Who would have ever imagined I'd be holding so tight to the past? And it's my story in that respect.
There's a place I can see, and The best of my memory where it'll always be late in July, when young love unconcerned with the ways of the world was lost in a moment gone by. So pardon me if I seem old-fashioned in a world that's changing so fast. Who would have ever imagined I'd be holding so tight to the past? And pardon me if I cling to tradition and the love of a small town girl and my memory of a young man who was in no position to be wise in the ways of the world. So I'll go on alone and trust what I've known about love since I was 16 years old. I'll stand fast in my dreams like a rock in the stream in the way of the ways of the world. So pardon me if I seem old-fashioned in a world that's changing so fast. Who would have ever imagined I'd be holding so tight to the past? And pardon me if I cling to tradition and the love of a small town girl and my memory of a young man who was in no position to be wise in the ways of the world. And my memory of a young man who had no ambition to be wise in the ways of the world.
You're listening to Studio A on WVTF.
When I was a little boy, my mother said to me, watch the newborn roses grow, it's a lovely sight to see. You, my son, shall blossom as the flowers below. I will be your raindrops, you will be my rose. Listen while I tell you of a beauty in the sky. There's a home for angels on the clouds so high. I must be an angel, in heaven I will stay. If you ever need me, I'll hear each word you pray. Now her raindrops fall no more, who will take her place? Will I live to blossom full or wither into space? Many times I wonder on the clouds above,
Is it my dear mother who showers me